Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
My name is Brenda Summerfield, and through Home Depot the other day, I was hoaxed into so-called winning a vacuum cleaner. And then they put me on some kind of food stuff, and I'd like for you to return my $59.89 because I'm not interested in your product.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
32065.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Brenda Summerfield.
All right. And verify your address for security purposes.
9093 133rd Road, Live Oak, Florida.
Thank you. All right, so I do have an account pulled up here. I do see it was canceled. It looks like here I do see you were took a survey to try to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a contest entry. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and I do see here you were enrolled into the Bites Hub Meal Planning app subscription.
I didn't know that at the time. When I was taking the survey, I thought maybe they had one winner and I wouldn't win, but they claimed I won. So to me, that's a scam. So go ahead and cancel, please. Plus, we've already had a run-in with Home Depot on some other items, some windows. So.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it looks like here the app focuses on how to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. Would you like to try it at $20 a month?
No, thank you, ma'am.
All right, so give me 1 second. I will get it canceled out for you.
I'm on too many pills that's supposed to help me. I'm sure you don't even get to eat because you got too many vitamins and shit.
I know.
Yeah. Balance of Nature is about the only one. I don't even trust them. My husband keeps saying they can't put all those vegetables in them tablets. But just a little bit, it would help me, but you know.
Groceries
cost a lot of money, so.
Tell me, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And if they can replace some of that, it'll be money saver.
Well, they need to do something.
They got to. We've got an idiot in the White House.
Apparently so, because they ain't doing nothing to help.
I call them Democrats, Demoncrats.
Yeah, because they ain't doing nothing.
Except destroying everything Trump did for us to make it in life, you know. I don't know.
Man, it is crazy.
Mm-hmm. And the gas.
Oh,
war.
Get on
being
that.
Threats by nuclear bombs on account of helping Ukraine. It's one thing after the other.
It is.
Like a book or something. And you're hoping for the ending of it.
I know. I mean, they ain't trying to do it. I understand that people need help, true enough. But, I mean, what are you doing to help your own?
Mm-hmm. Then they're going to pay these people's student loans that other people had to pay their own, you know. I think if they're going to pay it, they have to pay it for all of them that paid it.
I know.
You can't just pick out a few.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it canceled yet? So if you'd have shut your mouth, it had already done, right?
No, it's not you. No, you're fine. No, it's not you. No, the system is saying it's a little slow here. You know how these computers are.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with you. All right, just let me know when you're ready to write down the cancellation number.
All right, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Yes.
All right, it's going to be 920.
920.
654.
654.
014.
014. Sure, appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you
as well. I've been married 57 years this month.
Oh.
And I'll
That's
be
a long time.
75 years old in August. I got 10 grandchildren, 6 great grandchildren, 4 sons, of course. I had to have them first to have the rest.
Oh, God.
And I'm tending to one of my great grand ones right now, playing with the dog. I hope he doesn't snap. He does, you don't usually. But you never know.
No, you're right. You got to keep a watch because them dogs get crazy sometimes.
I know. They rip people's arms off and everything.
I know.
That's terrible. And then if the shark thing eats you, the dog's on. If they ain't killing you, somebody else is. So
you gotta
be packing.
Right.
You got to be packing at all times. At the
anywhere. You're right. Anywhere you got to cut.
Yeah. And Florida made it lawful, you know, to carry guns without a license. So, on your hip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
some of it's
going to
be bad, but some of it's going to be good. If somebody comes through my house and I shoot them, you know, I want to know that I'm not going to go to jail for it, you know.
See, that's what you're right, because if they got it where you can carry it without a permit.
Mm-hmm. They can sue you for just winking at somebody. Take everything you work for, you know. So
now you can take it for anything, so you just about don't know what to do now.
No, you just do what comes natural and protect yourself and your home. So, and yourself mainly when you go out. I worry about my husband. He goes a lot of places and gets mad at me because I don't go. But he's got his gun in the truck. He's got license. I don't have my license. I flunked my test. I thought they said fire, but they said get ready to fire. And the guy comes and says, I've got to have your gun. I said, well, what'd I do? And I'd had him in Cub Scout years ago. I said, you're just getting back at me because I didn't give you a award you thought you needed.
Oh, Lord.
Life is fun when you make it that way. I've already griped about the government. I'm not griping. I hope we get something better.
No,
I pray every night.
Don't.
When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? But he's got his timing, and it'll happen when he's ready. He's talking,
but
nobody's
right.
Listening. He's talking, but nobody's listening. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. Get on your knees. Help me here.
No, that's the problem. You're right. Maybe they will one day when it's too late, I guess.
Yeah. Well, those that are, but those that ain't, will never. So, yeah, we got a lot of atheists. We got a lot of other stuff. I won't talk about the rest.
You got that right. There is a lot of other stuff going on.
A lot of other stuff. And who cares about their relationships? Leave it to yourself.
She said, leave it to yourself.
I don't put it on my phone where all kinds of trouble. I leave it. Although I just told you a bunch of my time. But we all feel that way.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, well, as you know, the Lord prayed.
No, you're right, for real.
You got to talk to him before he'll talk to you, so.
You got to ask. Definitely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't just going to show up.
No, he won't. If you ignore him, he'll ignore you.
You are right.
Mm-hmm.
You are definitely right about that. People don't know how to talk, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. But, I stay in contact with him continuously because I've got a lot of responsibility with so many youngins. I mean, I don't have them in my home, but you still have to cover them when you pray, and it's a job with all that's going on, right?
Oh, tell me about it. You have to, seriously.
I watched Shepherd's Chapel, and you learned the truth about the Bible. I took my children, all my children were baptized. Me and my husband also. And come to find out, they don't teach you anything at Sunday school. I've learned so much on Shepherd's Chapel that I went into shock for a while. How long I've been lied to and let it happen, you know. Did you know that Cain was the devil's son?
No.
Yeah, remember they messed with the devil, the tree of good and evil, and he coerced her and Adam. Now, that might have been a sexual activity that didn't need to take place. But anyway, then if you'll notice, if you've read the Bible, when they throw him out of the garden and put the flaming sword angels at the gate, it says, and Adam knew Eve. That was the first time, and she was already pregnant with the other one, and she got pregnant with him at the same time. And she continued in labor and after Cain and had Adam. I mean, what's his name? Oh, my. Cain, Abel, I'm sorry. I went blank. I'm 70-something years old. Well, I better let you get back to work. Unless you want another tidbit on the Bible. If you read the Bible, though, in the New Testament, he says you are a... Jesus says you are a den of the vipers, the son of the first killer, Cain. You know, you are Satan's child. That's what he was telling the people. Every word that's spoken by him or the Bible, that's, you got to ponder. You got to listen really, really close to every if, ands, or buts in it, you know?
You're right about that.
Yeah. That's why I like Shepherd Shuffle. He knows all three of the languages it was written, and he can read the regular text. He could. He's passed now, but his recordings are still on there. If you're interested in learning the truth, that's where you go.
No, you're right about that.
I was really enthused for a long time learning all that stuff I never knew.
What you said, learning all that stuff you never knew?
Huh?
I know, I'm sure it is.
No, I like all I learn. I'm continuously in the Word. After I do my chores, I'm sitting here at my computer playing cards and listening to the Shepherd's Chapel.
I don't blame you.
And it's my life.
I bet it is.
Between babysitting great-grands and taking care of a husband.
I know. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. He's busy in the 3-acre yard all the time when I'm in the house. I could be out there, but I get skin cancers on my body because I've worked outside all my life.
Oh, no, you don't need that.
Yeah. I've had a lot of them cut off, and I've got some that needs to be.
No.
My doctor told me it was herpes. I've had it cut off 20 years ago, and it took this long to come back. I don't know that it's herpes. She gave me some medicine, and it did clear, but it's coming back. So if it's herpes, that medicine should have took care of the herpes. I didn't have no herpes. That's just, well, she took me off a lot of my medications that put me through a whirl, too. So I don't know that I'm going back to her, but I guess I might.
Yeah, you will. Well, if she don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah. I was dizzy after she took me off of one of my pills. For up 2.5 months.
Good Lord.
I'd get up out of, and when I lean my head over towards the left, right, I would just go and feel like I'm falling off a cliff. Don't tell me that a half of a pill can, doing without it could do that, but it does. I feel sorry for drug addicted people.
You got that right.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot more compassion. My husband has more compassion for him. He used to say they ought to be shot. Come to find out, he was on an opioid as well as I was, but he went out for 2 days out with his, and he had all kinds of symptoms. And as soon as he got the half of whatever the half he was taking, everything went better.
Oh.
Yeah, it just straightened up. He had plans for 2 or 3 doctors he was going to go see about it. And as soon as he got his pills, every bit of the symptoms went away.
Oh, well, that's
pretty
good.
You've got to have compassion for people that strung out. I know sometimes they get hooked on stuff when they're young, and it's too late then. And marijuana is a bad habit. But they claim it leads into other stuff. I don't know that. I think it's promiscuous.
Like what other stuff?
Huh?
Like what other stuff? That's a plant. What other stuff is it going to lead into?
I don't know. Now they've legalized it. Now they've legalized it in Florida. I know. A lot of people out of jail.
You got to, they need to legalize it in Alabama.
I'm getting it in one place and selling it in another. And then they've got people that shot by the, over there where the people are coming in from Mexico. But anyway, they're bad people that had already sent out, and now they're loose in the United States. So keep your gun packed close. Or some kind of alarm that you can. I've already learned how to use my key to beat my horns. It's a war. It's war. The Bible claims we got war against evil and good, and that's it.
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live?
Alabama.
Yeah. Whereabouts in Alabama?
Huntsville.
Yeah, my son lives in Auburn. His wife is a dean at the university. And he teaches, I think, some students that their parents can't put up with them. You know what I mean? So they put them in this academy, and he teaches there.
Oh, okay.
But he teaches them the word decency, how to respect. I mean, that's the first thing is respect. I think every teenager should have to go to the military for at least a year to learn respect.
You're right, yeah.
All my sons was in the military, my husband too. But I forgot what I was going to say. It must not have been wordy. I forget in the middle of my sentences.
No,
what
you're
talking
fine.
About? In just a few minutes, it'll come back. And, oh, yeah. But anyway,
about the military.
The four was in the military at the same time in different countries, you know. And one of them had to go to the war, the first, you know, in Iraq, yeah. When they, and I sat by the TV set the whole time he was gone, watching the news. I'm glad the rest of them didn't have to go. But there were some areas they could have been hit, but I didn't. We got to go to Hawaii and to England and Sicily when they were in there. It's cheaper. You got a place
to
stay.
I bet it is.
It's cheaper. You got a place to stay. And I got one that worked, my youngest one works for the federal penitentiary in Coleman. He went from military to federal, which is good job-wise. And then one of my Marines is in Lake City over the VA housekeeping unit. Good money there. Are you sleeping?
Oh, no, I wish.
Hey, you work from home? What?
I wish.
Really?
No, I'm at work. I'm at the place. That's not, I know.
What do you think about Musk acquiring Twitter? Buying Twitter?
Oh, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I seen that. I don't know. What do you think? Is it a good idea or a bad idea?
If he can turn around some of the cutting off of people and everything that has something for that. Wait a minute. Yes, John? All right. I guess I got to go. He's summoning me for a glass of cold water.
Oh, he wants some water?
Yeah, he's got mud on his shoes. And
oh.
He won't track it in. All right, it's nice talking to you. I'll have to call this number. And what's your name?
It's Laken, Laken.
All right, Laken. Mr. Laken, Mrs. Laken.
Yes, ma'am. Well, whenever you get time, I know, call back. Maybe you'll get me.
Okay. All right. It's nice talking to you. Have a beautiful day.
All right, you too. All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.